You're listening to the Table Talk podcast, brought to you by the team at Food Matters. Welcome to the Table Talk podcast, brought to you by Food Matters, and this episode brought to you in partnership with Olam International. In these podcasts, we explore a huge range of crucial issues and exciting developments in the food industry, with brilliant guests drawn from all areas of expertise. I'm Stefan Gates, I'm a TV presenter and writer, and I specialise in food and science. This podcast is all about the sustainability insights platform At Source, which is designed to help producers make real change on their farms, while at the same time helping them to hit multiple social, economic and environmental targets. And this week we're joined by Roel van Poppel, CEO at AtSource at Olam International. Olam is one of the world's largest agribusinesses. Roel, is that correct?
Yeah, I think you can say so.
And what does Olam do?
Well, we are a 31-year-old company headquartered in Singapore, but we actually supply food ingredients like cocoa, coffee, nuts, spices, and dairy ingredients to global brands and to manufacturers. And those customers can then be multinational organizations, or they can also be small family-run businesses. As an idea of scale, our onions, for instance, that we supply are served on over 2 billion burgers a year. And we supply enough coffee beans to provide one cup of coffee a week to everyone in the world. So, and we're sourcing these products from all over the world, basically.
Brilliant. I love those statistics. And which sort of countries do most of these products come from?
We source from around 60 different countries. So it's basically literally all over the world. So, and it's coming from our own farms or estates that we have, that we operate in different origins, but also our network of farmers that are active in origins, in growing regions across Africa, Asia, Americas, Europe, Australia even as well.
Which means that AtSource is a bit of a tangent for you, really, isn't it? So can you explain to us what AtSource is?
Yeah, of course. So in a nutshell, AtSource, I would say, is a digital insights platform that Olam has developed for our customers. So it's customer focused. And those customers, again, typically food manufacturers and retailers. And they want to buy more sustainable products like coffee, cocoa, cashew, rice. And they also want to access reliable information about their third-party supply chains. So it allows these companies to trace and track the journey of their products all the way back to the start of the supply chain. It can be either an estate or a farmer group, and it provides a detailed analysis of the social and environmental sustainability footprint at each stage of the journey that product basically makes.
And these are issues that are becoming more and more important to, well, everyone from producers, retailers and customers, I guess. Is that the importance of the project?
I would say so. We are a purpose-driven company. So we'd like to reimagine the whole food system, basically, and also to guarantee security of supply. And AtSource is a means to connect all what we do from a sustainability point of view better to our customers that are indeed under pressure from consumers that want to know more about the ingredients that are in their food or beverage. And therefore also our customers are asking for help. And AtSource basically helps our customers substantiate their sustainability claims and also meet their sustainability targets.
Now, where did the idea come from? How did you decide to develop this particular platform?
The idea came right from Olam CEO and our founder, Sunny Verghese. So in April 2017, he formed a team, and I was part of it as well, to develop a platform, a digital platform that connected our customers, as I mentioned just before, to our sustainability work. So when a customer would buy an Olam product, they would know exactly where it came from, along with its complete economic, social, and environmental footprint. So AtSource needed to reflect that. So if you're buying, let's say, if you're a customer of Olam, you're buying 1,000 tons of Arabica coffee or cocoa beans, you would know what the wider impact of your purchase looked like for farmers, communities, and environment. And you then also know how you can create positive impact.
And so what's the primary problem that you're trying to solve with AtSource?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the rationale for AtSource is linked to the well-documented challenge of feeding a growing population without overwhelming the planet. And I would say roughly there's three aspects to this. So agriculture, in its broadest sense, is both a cause and a casualty of this challenge. So together with forestry and other land use, it accounts for roughly 25% of all greenhouse gas emissions, And 71% of all the fresh water there is in the world is basically used for the food system. And despite all those emissions, we currently waste actually 1/3 of the food we produce. And despite that, still 1 in 9 people go to bed hungry every day. So we need to do more along the whole food system to increase sustainable production. Which brings me to the second point. We know that the majority of consumers want food brands to help them be more environmentally friendly and ethical. And also they want to feel good about the products they buy. So they cannot translate this into action during their regular supermarket shop unless the brands make this information available to them. And the brands have to get this traceability from their suppliers, like Olam. So we see that these brands and manufacturers need visibility into their supply chains to offer this with the right transparency, which they, I would say, typically don't have, because the journey of food crops or ingredients from feed to shelf is so complex. So within Olam, for instance, there's roughly 5 million farmers supplying crops to us, either directly or via intermediaries. And with each of them forming part of wider families or communities involved in agriculture, that makes traceability and tracing back to the first mile of your supply chain really extremely difficult.
It is. It's very complex. And I think more and more people are investigating where their products come from. That traceability is so important. But how does AtSource actually go about solving the problem?
There's one key thing here. We designed AtSource to help customers to be more transparent and action-focused based on a very simple principle that transparency, so opening up, is provoking impact as well. So the idea is that this transparency brings our customers, who are positioned at the other end of the supply chain, closer to the beginning, to the farmers and the landscapes, the ecosystems that their products come from. So they can have a say in helping us improve conditions on the ground. And when conditions on the ground are improved, smallholders, the communities surrounding those smallholders, as well as the broader ecosystems we operate in, they will finally benefit from it.
So I run a food company. How would I go about using the platform?
Yeah, it's depending what type of food company you are. I think companies are at different levels of maturity when it comes to sustainability. So we developed AtSource as a tiered model. So customers can select from 3 tiers. Entry level, the start level, suits companies relatively new to this area, helping them understand where to focus their efforts to improve sustainability performance and manage reputational risks. Whereas for a large, fast-moving consumer goods company, who knows what difference they want to make but wants to get there faster, the plus level uses primary data to give them a complete picture of the social conditions and environmental footprint of their own supply chains, all the way from the start, from the farm through processing and logistics to their door. And currently, talking about those metrics, we have 180 metrics available to those customers at the plus level, including, for instance, the amount of seeds and other inputs that we provide to farmers, or the number of school-aged children attending school, or the tree cover loss in the sourcing area. So if you're a roaster, a coffee roaster based in Germany, and you buy coffee from, for instance, the Mount Elgon region in Uganda, you will see economic metrics on the dashboard that 70% of your 1,026 farmers in the group have received training on good agricultural practices, and that they're estimated to increase their yields by 49% on average for the current crop year. And using our footprint calculator, they will see that the total carbon emissions of their product is 4.9 tons of CO2, and how that breaks down at each stage at farm gate through processing and transport up to the port. So we're providing very granular information already linked directly to our customer supply chains at the plus level. And then there's a top tier, which we call Infinity, and that's our most ambitious tier, and it's based on scaling up our sustainability programs that we cannot do alone. We need to do that with partners. And the objectives of these programs is to really generate, I would say, transformative impact for people and the landscapes where we work in. So this is really designed to appeal to companies with sustainability leadership aspirations. And currently we've got 5 of these projects underway. So one of which is, for instance, tackling deforestation in Ghana. And it's a partnership between Olam, the Rainforest Alliance, and the Partnership for Forests to help 10,000 cocoa farmers to increase their yields and therefore incomes, removing their economic incentive to expand their land into forests, so trying to prevent forest encroachment.
It sounds like a vast amount of information, a hell of a task to compile this data. How do you do it?
Being part of Olam basically allows us to be really close to the start of our supply chain. We employ thousands of on-the-ground reporters that we call enumerators, who physically visit farms across our sourcing network and own estates, and they record their reporting data. So it's direct and verified at the points of origin. It's also very concrete and detailed. For instance, we can measure the number of shade trees that we distribute or the premiums that we pay to farmers. And we already have this direct contact with so many farmers around the world through our programs, but also through being present in all of those supply chains, which means we're able to generate an enormous amount of data from our own supply chains.
So are there unique challenges in getting this data from the farm gate? I mean, we're talking about some incredibly remote far ends of the supply chain, aren't we?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So this is probably the hardest part of that source. It's incredibly challenging. And also because every supply chain is unique. So if you're talking about, for instance, calculating our footprint, our carbon footprint across the whole supply chain, that's an enormous task in itself. So to give an idea, there's currently 917, I have to be precise, farmer groups on that source. And our teams had to map approximately 5,000 marine routes just to calculate supply chain transport emissions for our customers' destinations. But one of the great things I'd like to highlight here as well is that because also every supply chain is different, the metrics, the elements that we measure ourselves upon, they are customizable. So they really reflect the sustainability issues specific to each supply chain. So for our dairy products from Russia, for instance, it's important to report on animal welfare of the cows. Whereas in our hazelnut sourcing villages in Turkey, child labor is a key concern. So we work on the ground in these origins to develop those metrics that really matter from a sustainability point of view.
And whereabouts is AtSource currently being used?
We launched AtSource roughly 2.5 years ago, and we had a test phase with 5 supply chains and 4 products. So we used cashew and cocoa from Ivory Coast in that test phase, onion and garlic from the US, and coffee from Brazil and Vietnam. And after that test phase, end of 2018, in early 2019, we started rolling it out to other supply chains. And today we've got 20 product groups from 30 origins on that source, covering over 1.5 million, actually close to 2 million hectares of agricultural land. And that's covering as well close to 300,000 farmers. And the aim that we have is to have all of Olam's physically sourced products on that source by end of 2023.
Now, I can understand the benefit to the customers, but how does AtSource benefit the producers that you work with?
The sustainability impact created is there to benefit farmers and communities. So the metrics of AtSource include, for instance, farm yields or work safety of farmers, productivity, how many receive training, for instance. So we also record the premiums we pay or the seeds and other inputs that we provide. So the process of gathering such granular data uncovers areas where farmer livelihoods need to be improved. So if I go back to that example that I mentioned in Mount Elgon in Uganda, the nutrition metrics show that only 13% of those farmer households are food secure. So where our field teams had previously focused on improving productivity and farming practices, now we are aware of other hotspots. And in this case, it prompted a new partnership to explore a more holistic approach to food and income diversification. So another example, for instance, we're operating on the other end of Africa in Egypt. We're training onion farmers on good agricultural practices, covering everything from crop rotation and correct land preparation to integrated pest management and irrigation. Metrics in AtSource reveal that the farmers have seen their average yield increase by nearly 20% over the last 2 seasons, with the added benefit of cost savings from using 22% less water over the same period.
Now, there is already an existing way of in ensuring that you have some level of sustainability incorporated into your products, and that's the various sort of certification systems that are around. In what way does AtSource relate to them? Is it different from certification?
Many of our projects are validated by external sustainability standards, and we've been very focused on collaborating with certification schemes for many of our products. I would say that AtSource extends beyond certification. And if I really oversimplify it, the typical principle of certification is going through a checklist. And if you perform well, you can carry a stamp of approval on your product, right? But recent issues have forced different well-known certification schemes to reinvent themselves and also to become more action-oriented instead of describing a status quo. And also because supply chains are complex and extensive, the reach of certification schemes isn't broad enough to rely on them alone. So AtSource offers a whole host of elements added to what a certification scheme would provide, like screening sustainability risks, like this carbon and water footprinting that I talked about, like the opportunity to create action plans on the ground and deliver on them, and the fact that it's a digital dashboard on which our customers can log in and they can get their information instantly. So they don't just get a snapshot of conditions, but they get actually a mechanism for changing them. So we combine, AdSource combines that first mile data with actionable tools that we together with our customers can prove the situation on the ground. We also enable our customers to communicate this with their consumers through, we call them impact stories. So we provide them narratives that they can communicate to their customers, which are typically consumers, about the good stuff that they helped realize in our supply chains.
And how do you measure the success of the platform?
It's early days, right? We're just over 2 years from launch. And we're beginning to get a sense of what AdSource means for our customers. In particular, I would say the ability to track the social and environmental footprint of their ingredients from the start of the supply chain right up to their doorsteps. It's something new and it's something unique. But the principle of AdSource is that transparency is provoking action and impact. So in effect, AdSource has extended the role of Olam's local teams to look more holistically at the whole farm management system and identify what changes need to be made to improve farmer livelihoods and protect the planet. So it allows us also to understand whether the solutions we put in place are actually working and adapt them accordingly.
Now, data collection is a valuable resource and I guess has a legacy to it as well. What are the longer term benefits of the program?
I would say that across the products on AdSource, we are already seeing, and we should actually gradually see improvements in, for instance, those carbon footprints or the water footprints. We see improvements in the levels of food security and nutrition, access to healthcare, education levels for communities, as well as increases in productivity of those smallholder farmers. So the program is geared towards securing long-term supply for us and for global customers, by ensuring that our products are produced in a way that minimizes negative environmental impact, and by a farmer who respects human rights and sees agriculture as offering an economically sound future, not only for themselves and for their family, but also for next generations to come. So we designed AdSource to evolve over time. So now we can use those trend data to show customers where the needle is moving and where changes are happening. So we can also pinpoint where and what further interventions would be needed. So an example here. So we might have seen that crop production support has translated into higher yields for a particular group of, let's say, cashew farmers in Côte d'Ivoire. But we also might have seen that only 50% of the households have access to clean drinking water. Our customers would then have the opportunity to work with us to improve sanitation in that community, and at the same time deliver against their own sustainability goals.
Which makes a lot of sense, really. Now, is there an end game for AdSource?
Yeah, well, actually, I hope there is no end game to AdSource. And the great thing about it is that it's continuing to evolve while we add supply chains, while we add products, while we add customers, and while we add new applications. So this year only, in 2020, we added the trend features. We added a link to contracts. We added that system to drive action on those metrics. And there's more to come, looking into elements like natural capital or how we can calculate footprints for blended products. So we are currently uncovering many other interesting options. So and it's also sparked, I would say, by the reaction from our customers that have been extremely positive. So most of them have stated that they've never seen anything so granular and complete as AdSource before. But some of them also have asked us whether they could add their part of carbon footprints to the platform. And others have asked whether we would like to allow other suppliers beyond Olam to come on the platform so that they can compare efforts and drive impact at an even larger scale, so that you can compare like for like, basically. And this is sparking further thinking. We're now considering, for instance, whether there could potentially be a place for AdSource beyond Olam's walls into other products and supply chains. But it's very early days. But I would say that the vision of AdSource is to become the main positive impact generating sustainability platform in the B2B marketplace. Personally, I feel that being transparent about the good and the bad encourages our customers to get involved in helping us develop solutions to some of these sustainability problems and thereby increase the impact of what we're already doing. And the information is also really useful for our customer sustainability reporting. I believe this transparency and the courage to be transparent is a massively important starting point. I really think it's pushing us as Olam to do better, but it's also really engaging and helping customers to think in the same direction. There's massive potential in it. So we're very eager to make this the Google, I would say, of driving positive sustainability impact. It should be the main platform to go to and to generate this, basically.
Very well put. Well, that's fantastic. And we wish you a lot of luck with it and can't wait to see how it evolves as well. You've been listening to the Tabletop Podcast brought to you by Food Matters and this week in partnership with Olam International. You heard from Roel van Poppel and me, Stefan Gates. Thank you very much, Roel, for joining us today. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, you might like one of our other podcasts in which we explore pretty much every aspect of the food industry, from salmon farm sustainability to apprenticeships. Subscribe to get every episode freshly delivered to you on Apple, Spotify, Google, or your preferred podcasting platform. And to find out more, take a look at foodmatters.co.uk. Goodbye. You've been listening to the Tabletop Podcast brought to you by Food Matters. Subscribe to get every episode freshly delivered on Apple, Spotify, Google, or your preferred podcasting platform. And to find out more, please visit foodmatters.co.uk.